The unusual winter and spring has affected the state's sugarcane crop. LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois gave an outlook for the crop at the Ag Center sugarcane field day.
It's pretty obvious that we don't have the record crop that we had last year. If you want to look at this year, we had a global warming January and we had an ice age March.
Gravois said the crop went from being a month ahead of schedule to a month behind. Despite these issues, he still thinks yields will fall in line with five-year averages. Earlier this year, the crop had some problems with the disease rust.
Since it was a relatively mild winter, rust showed up early. The cool weather in March held it in check. And then we had fungicides that we had to put out.
Gravois also said farmers have another option when controlling residue from clipping back their stubble crop, which may be damaged by freezes.
If growers clip, many of them light a match and burn the residue. And we can often hurt yield by 2 or 3 tons per acre.
The specialist said the new mowers can mulch the clippings finely so farmers don't have to burn it. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.